65 degrees on this Thursday morning on the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Let's go back out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with Carl Hinkle, who's an automotive reporter for the Detroit News. Carl, how are you?
I'm good, Tony. How are you?
Ford and GM have posted record sales in China. A pretty big story, pretty interesting story. Tell us about it.
Yes, yeah, it's especially interesting when you consider what's happened over the last 5 to 6 years with the downturn in the auto industry here. Now we've got the downturn in the economy and the auto industry in Europe. And GM posted its largest sales total for the first 6 months of the year in China. And Ford didn't have too shabby of a month either, posting a sales record, passenger sales record for the third straight month. So things right now are going pretty well in China for both automakers.
You mentioned that it's a blessing because of strong auto sales and a curse because of the deflating economy in China.
Yes, China's economy is targeted for a slowdown over the next couple of years. But to put it in perspective, a slowdown in China is not necessarily the same thing as a slowdown in the U.S. China has been growing at a constant 10% annual pace for probably the better part of 3 decades now. To put that in comparison, over the last 2 decades here in the States, the largest GDP annual increase, I think, was 5.5% back in 1999. So when they talk about slowdown in China, they're talking about lowering the growth rate from 10% to about 7.5% annually. So they'll still be growing, just not at the same pace, but now the automakers are forced with the task of readjusting production levels to meet whatever the actual demand will be.
Carl, is selling cars in China more important than selling them here?
I wouldn't necessarily say selling them in China is more important, but selling them in the different markets, especially for companies like Ford and GM, is necessary because when you think about what is going on now, both companies looking to post profits here in the U.S., however, both are expecting pretty substantial losses over in Europe. So you don't want to put all of your eggs in one basket, the basket being one country or one region of the world. So, yes, and China still is the world's fastest growing economy, and to ignore it would be ignoring a source of potential profit.
You've got record sales from Ford and GM in China, yet you've got a flattening out economy in China. What problems could that pose for GM and Ford?
Well, the problems it could pose could be similar, depending on how substantial the slowdown is, to what's going on in Europe right now, where Ford is expecting a loss of $570 million internationally in the second quarter, 80% of that coming from Europe. And so what they need to do at this point is adjust their production to meet the demand, and it's something that both kind of struggled with here in the U.S., and we'll see if they kind of learn from the U.S. and Europe if indeed the China economy slows down as expected.
Thanks, Carl. We appreciate your time.
Yes, have a good day, Tony.
And Carl Hinkle is an automotive reporter for the Detroit News. It's currently 65 degrees and 8:30 on a Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. WILS News Director Rich Hurl has more details about complaints surrounding Michigan's new fireworks laws. Next.